If you have your Bible this morning, turn with us to the 103rd Psalm. The 103rd Psalm, amen. The Bible says in the 103rd Psalm, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, a psalm of thanksgiving. Amen? A psalm of thanksgiving. Now, I believe that when David wrote this, I believe he was an older fellow. I believe he had had some experiences. I believe he had lived a little bit of life, and just like me and you, probably went through some hardships. I probably went through some trials, maybe a little bit of suffering. But I believe that he had went through all that. But praise God, I believe it. He realized that there was somebody with him all the way, and he realized that he wasn't never alone, but that the good God of glory was there to help him in his walk. Amen. So we see what I believe here. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me." I believe there was some seriousness in his life. I believe he realized, number one, the seriousness of sin, amen, that could come into your life. I believe he realized there's some seriousness to these things that we let invade our lives and come in before our eyes and take our mind and our hearts and our attitude away from God. And I believe David realized that, and I believe that just like we do, that there's a seriousness of sin. Sin will take you further than you want to go, and it'll keep you a whole lot longer than you want to stay, and it won't ever help you to get back where you need to be. Amen? I believe David realized the seriousness of sin. But you know, Brother Jeff, I believe also he realized the value of pardon. Amen? I believe he realized that there's a gracious God, a God that loved us and cared for us with a mighty care. In verse 8 of this chapter, he says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy." I believe David said, "You know what? I believe I'm just apt to be an old sinner." He said, "I was shapen in iniquity." That's what he said in Psalm 51. He said, "But praise be to God. He's a good God of glory that loved me, amen. He loved me more than I love myself." Hey, did you ever realize that God loves you more than you love yourself? Amen. He loves us, praise God, with a godly love. He cares for us with a godly care. And I believe David was looking at his own life and he realized the value of the pardon that God has to offer. You realize every day we're apt to sin? The Bible said we're all sin and come short of the glory of God. The wage of sin's death. If we sin, praise God, and God can take us out of here because of our sinfulness. But praise be to God, I'm glad that there's a merciful and a righteous God. Praise God, that'll bring us out of that. Amen. When we fall on our face, ask God to forgive us our sin, to come in our heart and help us to guide us in the right direction. The Lord wants and desires to do that this morning. God wants to scoop you up in a big old loving arm, praise God, and carry you a little while, praise God, when you're down. Amen. Amen. How about a God that loves us? Like, even though we're apt to sin, apt to mess up every day, praise God, He longs to scoop us up in His arm, pull us under Himself, and just love us anyway. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the God I serve today. He loves me, cares for me with a godly care. Amen. He realized the value of pardon. Praise God. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that was within me." Amen. David was stirring himself up in the Lord. David was he was trying to get to the place of praising God. And I believe he did a little bit of soul searching. Amen. I believe David was doing a little bit of self-evaluation just to see where he was. Amen. Praise God. He was getting into the throne room of grace. Praise God. Where the glory flows out. And praise God, he was looking and examining and looking to see, praise God, what his life was like. I wonder, do you ever stop and just do a self-examination? Just to look and see where you're at? And think about, meditate just a minute on where God would like you to be. Lord, help us, amen. I tell you what, you get to doing that, amen, and realizing where you've been, where you are, and where God wants you to be, praise God, you get over to glory world. Amen. You get the place of praise and magnify. I believe David was looking for that place, praise God, where he could get in. I believe every child of God, they ought to be looking for that place to get in. I believe what happens in the world, amen, we're too busy looking for a place to get out. Amen. Hey, we ought to be looking for a place to get in. When we start looking for a place to get in instead of a place to get out, praise God, everything changes in our life. Every aspect of our life is different. Amen. When we get the attitude, praise God, an attitude of gratitude, amen, where we just praising God and thanking Him for what He's already done, looking forward to what He's going to do. Amen. I want to say God's got a great big plan for your life. God's got a future, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. He's got a future, praise God, that's above, high above everything that we can even imagine this morning. Amen. Boy, if we ever get a hold of that, amen, it'll give us the go yonder for Him, praise God, and we won't ever get over, Brother Kevin. Amen. We'll get the high stepping about that, man, and praise God, and we'll just step right over all these obstacles. Hey, glory, with the help of God, amen, we'll be a high stepper all the way into glory. Amen. Praise God. That's what's in store for a child of God. But if we ain't careful, we get caught up in the humdrum of this world. Amen. And it starts pulling us down. And if we ain't careful, now listen to me, church. If we ain't careful, we get the molly grubs. And that starts rubbing off on somebody else. We start thinking and talking about all those bad things. Amen. We get into a state and a tone of negativity. Huh? Oh me. But praise God, what we got to do is say, you know what? There's a good God of glory. And I ain't going. Hey, you know what it does? When the devil can get us beat down, when the devil can get us thinking negative, praise God, he gets our mind and our thoughts, our attitude off the positive. And I want to say the only thing that's in this world that's positive, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of glory. That's the only thing that's positive. Amen. And the only, hey, praise God, in the relationship that He gives me and you with Him. And praise God, hey, listen, when we sell out lock, stock, and barrel and start walking with God, there's nothing can sever, praise God, that relationship. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because we don't leave no room for the devil to get in. It's kind of like a door, praise God. If you crack it just a little bit, the wind will fill that air. Just a little crack, praise God, lets it come in. But boy, praise God, when you got a good seal on it, amen, and you pull her to, you shut her fast. The Bible said that through the Holy Ghost of God, we're sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. We all realize the sealing power. Amen. What does that say, Pastor? It means that the devil don't own you no more. That God, amen, is our Lord and our Master. Jesus is our shepherd and our chief shepherd. He's the one that's bringing us on. Amen. Amen. With our best interest in His heart. Amen. Designing us and pointing us in the direction. David said, hey, Lord, just help me examine myself so that I could be in the will of, have a will of praise. Amen. He was excited about the praise. Bless His holy name. Amen. So he goes on and he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. He does it again. Now he says, Lord, when I'm examining myself, help me to realize, recognize why there's a lack of thankfulness in my life. Hello? Hey, a lack of thankfulness in my life. Why am I not as thankful as I ought to be? Huh? Why is there a lack in my life? In other words, why am I slow to offer up thanksgiving? He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. He said, Lord, help me to seek and find, praise God, why I'm a little bit slow to offer up thanksgiving, to offer up praises to the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Why are you slow to offer up praises to God? Amen. Glory be to God every day. Every time I ask the blessing on the food, every time I talk to God, I say, thank you, Lord, for the blessings of this day. Amen. Every day is a blessing from God. But why are we slow to give Him the gratitude, amen, that He deserves? Praise God. It may be because, like us, David was going through some things. Amen. Maybe it was some of the trials that we go through. I mean, David may have been going through some trials. He had some hardships. Amen. We think we go through things, but David, listen. Hey, there was a time he was over there in Gedi, and he was hiding in the caves, and Saul and the whole armies of Saul was out to destroy him. Amen. I mean, they wanted to beat him down. And all he had ever done was that was right. He'd done every bidding of the king. He'd done every... Hey, man, all he'd done is give God the glory and magnified the king, the ruler of the land. But a man was trying to tear him down. He probably had to go through some trials. He probably had to go through a little bit of ridicule. Amen. Have you ever had to go through a little bit of ridicule? People looking down their nose at you and say, well, you're just trying to be holier than thou. Huh? Amen. You say, hey, praise God, it's cause of God, it's in me. Amen. I am what Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. Only raising the hips, let's go on. Praise God, is the good grace of God. Amen. It may have been some trials, but it may have been some loss in his life. Amen. Some of us here this morning, we've had loss in our life. Amen. It keeps us from maybe having that, being able to offer up those praises, offer up those thanksgiving like we should. Because we've lost something. Maybe we've lost a person in our life. Maybe we've lost some relationship in our life. But praise God. I'm going to say, hey, we haven't lost God. I'm glad He don't go nowhere. I'm glad, hey, amen. It don't matter what we've lost in this life. Praise God. God don't go nowhere. He's the same yesterday and forever. Praise the Lord. You may have lost something in your life, praise God, but you haven't lost God. God still loves you just exactly the same as He always has. And praise God, He'll love you just the same as He always has. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, you don't realize I've lost this, I've lost that, I've lost somebody that I love dear. Amen. Listen, if you've lost, if they went on to glory, praise God, they're with Him, they're waiting on you. Amen. It's not goodbye. It's praise God, I'll see you later. Amen. It's not goodbye. Praise God. I'll see you in the morning. Glory to God. Amen. Glory. Hey, you ain't lost them. Praise God. If you know where they're at. Maybe the old devil's interfered in your life, caused you to have some loss. But praise God, God's still good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe there's some betrayal. So a lot of times that loss goes with betrayal. Been betrayed. Somebody you thought was a friend. And they've let you down. But I'm going to say, hey, listen. If you trust in people, say, hey, before long, they will let you down. If we put our trust in people, they'll let us down. But praise God, God, hey, listen, my Lord and Savior has never, amen, He's never let me down. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ has never disappointed me. Amen, praise God, He's come through for me time after time after time again. Praise God, and brought me out with a shout, praise God, when I felt like a pout, amen. Glory be to God, I come out with a shout. Amen. He's been different in my life, and He's been different in your life. Amen. Paul was trying to get hooked up with a means of thanksgiving. Amen. Maybe he just got a little bit discouraged because his worship had just become routine. Yeah, maybe so. Amen. Maybe he had lost out his desire to praise and be thankful. Are you listening to me? Because his worship had just become routine. I wonder how many of us, our worship has just become a routine. Amen. Oh me, if we ain't careful, our worship will just become a routine. Because we forget, praise God, that there's a high and a mighty God who's sitting there. Hey, He ain't ever moved. And He never will, praise God. And we come to worship Him in spirit and in truth. But what hinders us is when the truth starts hitting us where we live. Amen. The truth of the book starts speaking to us. Amen. When we get the book and we look at it and it says, thus says the Word of God. And then instead of saying, oh me, and hitting an old-fashioned altar, falling on our faces and say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. Help me to do better by the grace of God. Amen. But instead of doing that, we get the mully grubs and we go off and pout and we tell everybody else about how sorry that old preacher is because somebody told him about me and he was preaching right to me. I want to tell you who told about you. Praise God. If it come out of the book, it was good God of glory. Amen. Hey, I like it when old man of God gets right down where he plows right down my tater row. And I like it, praise God, when he brings, Brother Andrew, when he brings me my mail, praise God, puts it in my mailbox, the mailbox of my heart. He says, hey, son, this is for you. Amen. Sometimes it's a bitter pill. Amen. Sometimes it's a hard thing to take. But glory be to God. Hey, He gives it because He loves us. And praise God, Brother Andrew, if we'll take that pill, praise God, and give God the glory, amen, He'll bring us out, and He'll bring us out well. Amen. Praise the Lord, I ain't going to ever get through this. Boy, it's more in here than I ever thought we had. Bless His holy name. Our worship become routine. We should never let our worship become routine. Amen. We should come in every day, every time we gather, expecting the Lord to show up. Amen? We should come. Are you hearing me, church? As your pastor, we should come in here every time with a desire to see God show up. Amen? Because it might not be you and yours, but praise God, they may be some other person, some other person's family that'll come in here, praise God, and needs the touch of God on their life. And if we don't come in here with the mind to worship, old David, he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh God, help me to look at myself and see if there's any reason I can't worship and give praise to God. Because I want somebody else to be able to get in. I want somebody else, praise God, to begin to get motivated and stirred, praise God. Paul said, David said, I need a stirring, Lord, in my soul. Amen. He said, I don't want to worship Him just because I can. He said, I want to worship Him because I want to worship Him. Amen. I want to say this morning, there's a difference. There's a difference in worshiping the Lord because we can. And boy, I tell you, we ought to be worshiping because we can. Amen. There's a lot of places in this world that they'd come in, they'd lock us, every one up today, for doing what we're doing here today. Amen. May come a day yet. They'll come through that door and they'll take Pastor Jeff, lock him up in shackles, drag him out, throw him in a car, throw him in the back of a wagon, and haul me off for trying to worship God. Amen. But praise God, I'll just keep worshiping because I want to. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, glory. Because He's good and He's good to us. Amen. Hey, if I had to stop right now and pray God, if I could go on another day, I'd have to say God's been good to Stony Fort Baptist Church. Amen. God's blessed us on purpose. Praise God. He pours out on us all the time. And boy, if we ain't careful, we take it for granted. I've told you, well, other people's told you, this church is unique. Amen. This church is unique. There's not a, listen. There's not a whole lot of them, praise God, Brother Don, that's like us anymore. Amen. Praise God, preacher, you being prideful? No, I'm just being honest before God. Amen. I love the Lord, and I think you do too. Amen. It makes a difference, praise God. We come together to worship in spirit and the truth of God. And that truth gives you liberty. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for liberty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen. Sometimes I get other men up here to preach. I got Brother Julius, a little Filipino. He was here last Sunday night. Praise God. He got up and preached the glory to God. I mean, he preached. Amen. I met him Monday for lunch. Had some information to give him because we took him on as a missionary. Amen. Now we got 4 missionaries in the Philippines. Amen. We've just about got the islands covered. Amen. And praise God, he's got a burden on his heart. If you wasn't here with Sunday night, he's got a burden on his heart. He's got his church. They started another church nearby, and he's looking to plant 7 more churches between now and 2020. Amen. Touching them islands, reaching out and touching. And man, the Filipino people, because they're desiring, they're hungry, praise God. And I told you before, we need to just let them pull up, and we need to serve them that they might dine. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord, worship in spirit and truth. They're hungry for the right stuff. David said, glory be to God. He said, hey, listen, there may be some things in your life that's hindered you, that make you feel bad. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad we're not running on feelings. We're running on what we know about a risen Savior. Praise be to God, one that got up. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise God. Hey, David, what was he trying to do? He was trying to get in the right mindset. He was trying to get in the right attitude. Amen. Do you hear me? I wonder what is the like of our attitude today? Huh? How is your attitude toward the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. How is your attitude to the church of the living God? Amen. How's their attitude toward our church family? Hey, listen to that. Look at me. We're brothers and sisters. Amen. And just because we're brothers and sisters don't mean we can fight like them. Amen. It means that we come together, praise God, we pull together for the good cause of Christ in unity, looking for the glory of God. Amen. To the edifying of people, that we might lift each other up. Amen. Hey, there's no place to be pulling down. I'll just tell this on myself. I used to have a fellow, mate, we used to go at it all the time. You know how you do? You try to one better than the other. You try to, you know what I'm saying? Try to get one up on somebody. A while back, boy, God touched my heart about that. And boy, he said, you know what? He said, that ain't right. That strife and that conflict that's always there. And boy, the next time I met that fella, and he started that, and right there in front of him and other witnesses, I said, you know what? He said, you're better than me. You're a better man than I am. You're a better daddy than I am. You're a better everything than I am. And he is. I failed and come short so many times. But praise you, you know what? There's been no more bitterness. There's been no more bickering. Amen. Glory be to God. But he said, you know what? No, he said, you're not. You're not a bad person. You're good. I said, only good thing about me is Jesus. Amen. He's made a difference in me. He's bringing me along. He's changing me. He's molding and making me into something that's so spectacular. I could never praise Him enough for the changes in me. Glory to God. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ. David said, hey, what about your attitude? Glory. An attitude of gratitude. Amen. Glory be to God. If we hit our face, church, and say, Lord, just give us an attitude of gratitude. Amen. Because we are what we are by the grace of God. What we're going to be, praise God, we'll be by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. And David said, hey, listen, what about your attitude? Bless His holy name. Amen. And then David said, you know what? He said, there's a need for thankfulness. And David come to himself, I believe, and he said, you know what? There's a need for thankfulness. There's a need to be thankful unto the Lord. Verse 2, to end that verse, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Amen. Praise God. He said, why the need for gratitude? Why the need for thanksgiving? Because all the benefits that the Lord's give us. Oh my goodness, church, He's poured out benefits. His benefits. Praise God. I want to say, a child of God, if you've been saved, born again, washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got the best benefit package. Praise God. Hey, listen, it's plumb out of this world. We've got a benefit package today that's out of this world. Praise God. It's better than a 401k. It's better than a big bank account. Praise be to God. It's the glory of God manifest in His people. Amen. Glory to God. What we have in the Lord gives us that attitude. He said, there's a need to be thankful. In Psalms 92, verse 1, the Bible says this. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. You know, did you hear that? It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. You know, we'll thank people. We'll thank government. We'll thank everybody for everything. But we're awful slack about giving God thanks. Amen. He gives us everything. Without Him, we'd have nothing. Even our life, praise God, belongs to Him. He says, a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. Amen. To lift up the blessed name of the Lord. Amen. Above everything in this world, everything in this universe, praise God, it's the most important part. Amen. Have you ever stopped to think that all the obstacles that we have in our path, 2/3 of them or more could probably be taken out of the way if we'd just get to praising God and seeking His face. Amen. Hey, if we got to the point that we don't have time for this other stuff because we're making time for God. Amen. I got a sign out here on the board. It says you'll always have time for the things you put first. Amen. Have you read it? Have you read it the last couple weeks? I changed it. Did you notice the change? I changed it just to see if anybody would notice. It says now, you will always have time for who you put first. Amen? Amen? Amen. So if we got time for the things that we put first, then we know that we can make time for who we put first. David says, you know what? He says, praise God for all His benefits. He said, I think I'll just praise Him, praise God, and just count on Him to just keep pouring it out on purpose. Amen. To give me of those benefits. Bless His holy name. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. Amen? He said everything, praise God, everything's about God, everything's from God, and we ought to give Him thanks for everything. Amen? Thank you for everything. I want to ask you a question, you fellas. All you men, look at me just a second. How long has it been since you thanked God for your spouse? Huh? How long has it been since you thanked God for your family? You ladies, it's your turn. How long has it been since you thanked God for your spouse? You say, preacher, I ain't a thank God for him. I'm mad at him about 2/3 of the time. Bless God. Huh? Yeah. I wonder what if we come and say, you know what, God? I don't want to hurt anybody that you died for. Amen. And that you put with me to be mine, praise God, through the duration thing all the way to the end, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. To praise God, Lord, I thank God for them. Yes. Amen. If we got to thanking God for those people around us, amen, that should mean the most to us. And we start putting God first. We start lifting Him up and we start praising Him and thanking Him for just allowing that person to be a little part of our lives. Amen. I believe they'd become a bigger part of our lives. Amen. We have time for the person. We have time for who we put first. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul told the Philippians, praise God. He said, when we get to thinking about that, about what God can do, what thanksgiving can do for you. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Paul says this to the Philippians. He says, be careful for nothing. In other words, he said, when it comes to praise and magnifying God, he said, don't hold back. Amen. He said, what are you holding back for? You're going to wait and pass it out later? Praise God. He said, just go ahead and give it to God now. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, there'll be more where that came from. He said, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now look at some things that this does for us. When we begin to praise and magnify God and give Him thanks, He says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So He tells us here that it brings peace to the peace of God into your life. When we begin to praise God, amen, we get peace in our lives. Amen. You can't praise God and peace not come. Because Jesus says, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. Amen. So not only do we get that peace, praise God, but it makes a positive attitude. It gives us a positive praise God, in our hearts. Amen. It keeps your mind and your heart through Christ Jesus. That positiveness. Amen. It pushes out the negativity. Amen. And when you get rid of the negativity, praise God, positive stuff comes in. And it takes its place. Glory be to God. Amen. That's how it works. But then he goes on in verse 10. He said, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that not at the last your care for me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, yet you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want. Now watch this. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. So he says that when we get to praising God and magnifying and thanking Him, giving Him glory, praise God, He enables us to experience contentment. Amen. If there's anything that we need in this world today, is to find a place of contentment. There's nobody content anymore. But praise God, when we begin to magnify God, we begin to see Him, amen. We begin to praise Him, amen. He said we come to a place of contentment. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be content. Amen. And I find my contentment in the Lord. That's where I find it. Amen. So that's what when you think about the Lord, when you begin to thank Him, praise God, He brings you these things. Amen. So David here, he begins to count his blessings. Amen. He begins to count his blessings. He said, all my benefits. Number one, he says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who does that? He said the Lord Jesus Christ does that. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Bible says in verse 3, He said, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He said that He was buried and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. He said, hey, listen. He said He died and He rose again according to Scripture. He said, because God said so. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know that really happened? Because God said so. Praise the Lord. So we see David here. He says, first thing he says is, you know, he said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? How? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. He forgives us all our sins, all our trespasses. Bless His holy name. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, He gives us that help that we need. He said in verse 9 of this Psalms 103, He said, He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That lack of holiness, amen. The depravity that we were born into. He don't reward us for that, praise God. He rewards us because the Lord Jesus Christ and that finished work of Calvary. Amen. He said, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us, our lawlessness. He said, God took it away from and He cast it away. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul said, don't forget His benefits, praise God. He forgave all mine iniquities. Praise God. And He said, and then He goes on and He says, who healeth all thy diseases? Amen. He's that source for healing. Amen. We're living in a sin-sick world. Amen. We're living, let me say that again. We're living in a sin-sick world. And the good God of glory, amen, He's the only one that has the healing. Amen. The healing is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why we are alive today. That's why we're able to live today is because He lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He forgives our iniquities. He heals us of our diseases. He said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Amen. He's that redeemer. That means He's that one that rescues us. Amen. Hey, praise God. Ain't you glad He's a rescuer? Praise God. He's the one, Lord God, when we get out there, He's the one that throws us a lifeline. He's the one that pulls us in. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. He redeemed our life from destruction. Amen. We were doomed, but God saved us. Praise the Lord. When that roaring lion was that advocate, when that roaring lion comes after us, praise God, there's a good God of glory that steps up and intercedes on our behalf. Amen. Talked to somebody the other day, and you know, talking about the good God of glory and the Spirit of the Lord and how it ministers to us. I said, you know what? I believe it wasn't for the Spirit of God, those ministered spirits that come from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We would look around and we'd see all these demons and all the wickedness out here, and then we'd just be crushed. But I'm glad there's a good ministered Spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. Between us and them, glory to God. Like old Elisha said, glory be to God. Lord, open my servant's eyes and let him see what You've already showed me. And the servant's eyes were open. And praise God, the hills were lined with the enemy. But glory be to God, there in a valley between Elisha and his servant and the enemy was a host of glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God don't spare no defense. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So He's redeemed thy life from destruction. Look what else He says. He said, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Amen. He said those other benefits, that loving kindness that God showed when we deserve justice. Praise God. Mercy answers. Amen. When we deserve the wrath of God, amen, mercy answers. Grace shows up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Mercy comes on the place. Loving kindness is extended down. Amen. But not least, he said it also satisfies. Amen. He said to get the praise and God, thank Him for all His benefits. Because praise God, He said when it's all said and done, when the whole world's a sailing, when everything is, praise God, God satisfies. Yeah. Amen. Amen. God satisfies. God will meet that need. He'll fill up that void. He'll fill you to overflowing. He'll get you to running over. Amen. David said, glory be to God. He said, why do we give thanks to the Lord? He said, for all His benefits. Amen. Because it's satisfied. And then last, not least, I'm done. He says he offers up thanks, praise God, and he invites others to come in and offer up thanksgiving. Verse 21, he said, bless ye the Lord, all ye His host, ye ministers His, that do His pleasure. Amen. He says, praise the Lord. He says, I believe he just thinks about the congregation, the Lord. And praise God, he looks out over. He said, you know what? He said, just get in here with me. Amen. Just get in here with me and let's just praise the Lord together. Amen. Let's just be thankful, praise God, for all of His benefits. Amen. Let's just come together. One mind, one accord, praise God. He said, hey, young. He said, it's time just to worship the Lord. It's time to give God the praise. Amen. And if there's any time to give God praise in His house, it's the day in which we live. Amen. Glory be to God. What a place He's given us. What a people. Boy, I tell you what, thank God for brothers, sisters in Christ. Amen. Praise God. I don't believe there's a one here that wouldn't do whatever they could to help somebody else. Boy, God be the glory. Amen. To lift each other up, to edify into the church. Amen. To lift up, to encourage a psalm of thanksgiving. They said, thanks be to God for all His benefits. Amen. Praise God. David said, you know what? Help me to look at myself and praise God, get me to a place that I'll be able to be thankful to the Lord. Amen. We ought to all be looking for that place today. Looking for that place. Amen. Realize and recognize in our heart, praise God, all that the Lord has done for us and all that He's doing. Amen. On our behalf. What about you this morning? Do you thank God for all of His benefits? Has God been good to you? Amen. Has God been good to you?